Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNSS HD2 Clearwater, a radio.com sports station.
I'm Chris Rose with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Another week, another 5 touchdowns from early MVP favorite Russell Wilson, and he needed every one of them in a 38-31 thriller against the Cowboys. Dak Prescott threw for 400 yards and 3 scores, but failed to deliver another miracle comeback after last week's win against Atlanta. The Falcons, however, continue to turn leads into losses. Down 16 points in the third quarter, the Bears bench starter Mitchell Trubisky in favor of backup Nick Foles, who threw 3 touchdowns in the 30-26 win against the Falcons. Buffalo improved to 3-0 on the season as they held off a furious comeback by the Rams. Josh Allen tallied 4 touchdowns and over 300 yards passing for the third straight week. The Packers stayed perfect on the season with their 37-30 win against the Saints, and it was a pair of firsts in the Arizona desert as the Lions got their first win of the season by handing the Cardinals their first loss. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You may meet in an office or on a video chat. Your commute might now be measured in feet, not miles. How you do business may have changed, but Staples will always have everything you need, like ink and toner, webcams, and networking accessories. And now at Staples, in honor of National Coffee Day, 24 packs of Dunkin' Original and Pete's Major Dickinson's Coffee K-Cups are only $10.99. Shop in-store or pick up curbside and save big this week at Staples. Ends 10-3 while supplies last. In-store only. Curbside available in most stores.
It's time for the Wichita State Shocker Volleyball Coaches Show with your head coach, Chris Lamb. Now, let's go live to AJ's Sports Bar and Grill at the Alley on the corner of 13th and Greenwich Road with your host, Mike Kennedy.
Good evening and welcome to kind of an unusual start to the season of coaches' shows and so forth as we are at AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley. This is normally the site of our Monday night coaches' shows, but this is, of course, a little different year than usual. We're going to be talking tonight with head volleyball.
When you're ready to retire, do it with a dental plan that gives you the smile power to make your golden years sparkle. When you're 10 minutes late for the breakfast menu and the server isn't a morning person. When your highfalutin son-in-law has grilling suggestions that are all hot air. You need an affordable and high-quality dental insurance plan to protect your healthy smile so you can unleash your smile power. Unleash your smile power with Delta Dental of Kansas.
Hey, soccer fans. Ready for a new and exciting golf membership? Join the club where soccer fans and staff play. When you join Great Life, you have two beautiful golf courses to choose from, Tallgrass Country Club and Willow Bend Golf Club. Experience our warm and inviting country club atmosphere. Perfect your skills at our excellent practice facilities, all included with that one membership. Enjoy the best golfing value in Wichita at one of our courses and spend more time on the fairway with Great Life.
When you and Mooshock have a date on the hardwood, make sure you're never late because of car trouble. Avoid that highway walk of shame by working with your nearest Kansas Land Tire store. As the name implies, always great value on tires, but also a service department that can handle anything from scheduled maintenance to brakes to exhaust and cooling systems. Wichita State basketball, Kansas Land Tire, and a well-tuned vehicle. The trifecta of a great winter. Find your nearest Kansas Land Tire store by going online at KansasLandTire.com.
Your home for spring sports in the fall.
Gets up a quick shot at the buzzer. Stick it, it's good.
And fall sports in the fall.
And throws, end zone, touchdown.
Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You're listening to the Chris Lamb Show with Mike Kennedy live at AJ's Sports Bar and Grill at the Alley on the corner of 13th and Greenwich Road.
And welcome back. And we apologize for technical issues. It just seems to go along with everything else that we're talking about this year. But we are glad to have you with us. Just to give you a feel for what we're doing, normally we would be doing Chris Lamb talk shows on Monday nights at this time of year, but there will be no volleyball season until January, and we just wanted to get you all back into the swing of things. So we'll be talking with Coach Lamb about volleyball tonight. After his show at 7 o'clock, we've got Chiefs Monday Night Football coming up. We do have a second show this week, and that will be tomorrow night on these same stations from 6 to 7 with Wichita State Athletic Director Darren Boatwright and Assistant AD Brent Chemnitz talking about what's going on in the athletic department and kind of bringing you up to date on plans and hopes with COVID-19. And then next week at this same time, starting at 6 o'clock on Monday night, we'll be back here at AJ's with a couple of spring sports coaches whose teams are in their fall practice sessions, baseball coach Eric Wedge and softball coach Christy Breadbenner. So just trying to get you back in the swing of Shocker athletics. There is no competition outside the university at this time with cross-country called off, volleyball called off, etc., but we hopefully will be getting back a little closer to normal soon. And to that end, Lambeau welcome Chris Lamb in his 21st year at Wichita State as head volleyball coach, but not getting to start that 21st year until after the first of the calendar year. Normally in the spring, and I don't know exactly when that period starts. I'm aware of the spring sessions, but not exactly the usual dates. But, of course, you didn't get to do that this year. So as it kind of moved to now, this fall has kind of become what your spring would normally be.
Good way to say it, Mike. We got a couple of weeks into our spring season. When we say that, we mean the 20-hour segment of the spring season, which is basically like full practice like you have in the fall. So that was cut off when COVID showed up, COVID-19. So lockdown there, don't see the kids until everybody shows up again on August 5th. But we had all of our freshmen stuck in the dorms for 14 days because one of them had a positive test and they were all in a parking lot together when they all arrived in the dorms. So we started without any of them, and then we have been 5 straight weeks of no positives, knock on wood. We tested again today. So we've done a nice job. I feel like I feel like the girls, you know, when they tell me they want to go see their family, like we had a girl go to Oklahoma this weekend to see her grandfather, and we had a girl go to Omaha a couple weeks ago. I've been laying really, really low. I think we've done a pretty good job of just trying to stay away and keep it as clean as possible. Every time I find myself at Home Depot or something, I'm trying to wake up early or go in at 9 at night. And just silly little things like that you hope go a long way. So the team's been really compliant. And I have friends that say their teams have been compliant, but yet positive tests just show up. So you just don't know what you're going to get. But if you get a positive test, then, yeah, that person's going to be out for 14 days. And maybe anybody else that they feel has been, you know, unprotected near them. There's always that, too. But I don't even know if that was your question, Mike. But
no, absolutely.
We've been able to have practices. You know, I don't know if you were going to ask this, but I'll go ahead and say it anyways. Just so I don't sound like a big complainer, I really feel like I couldn't pick a year when, if I had to have a year like this, from a recruiting standpoint, this would have been the year of any year that I've been here. And I say that because, you know, I really like the 19 class, and I really like the 20s. And the 20s, when I say this, it might get too technical, but what the 19s and 20 have on their side is talent. A couple girls in the 19 class, I would say more skill. You'd say Nicole Anderson is a volleyball player, Sina. And that's good. You need that on your team. But there's also a few girls in the 19 class that as time goes on, they'll just get better. Briley Kelly in the 18, who's a redshirt 18 class. So when you're recruiting talent that doesn't have a lot of skill maybe in their repertoire or quiver, experience, then you kind of like having the time. And the 20s are loaded with talent more so than skill or experience. So and that's just a way coaches talk about when you make evaluations of kids you're recruiting. So having the extra time, I can't lie, is kind of a good thing. And then with this year not counting for eligibility, now that might rear its ugly head later. I already hear coaches complaining about how that's going to affect them. But I'm looking at it going, no, I don't see any disadvantage for us in that regard. And then the other part that I would mention in terms of recruiting, this is a little recruiting tip. When you have my job someday, Mike, is careful when you recruit a less talented person behind somebody else. And it's because if the talented person figures it out, then somebody just waits behind them. I hate to say this as if it's a negative, but, you know, I always felt like that's what Hannah Aiken in our program was. She was sitting behind Ashley Andrade, sitting behind Elizabeth Field, and they figured it out, and they were more talented. So you end up sitting for a long time. Well, I just told you all that 20 has talent on its side. So why bring in a 21 if the 20 setters, Haley Pluggy and Lauren Phillips, figure it out? Because they really are sort of Emily Hebert, you know, 2.0. They're long, talented, athletic kids. If they can really upgrade, you know, at the setting position, they'd be two girls that coaches would say, wow, where'd you find her? Well, they figured it out. Sophia Childs is a 6'3", 6'4", you know, outside hitter. If she figures it out, people will be saying, wow, how'd you get that kid? Well, she was there for everybody to recruit. It's just she didn't look the part just yet. So, you know, what I'm saying is we weren't going to go after 21 really anyways. And then to put icing on the cake there, we're only graduating Emma Wright. So there's only really one walking out the door. If you would imagine 2005, Mike, when we graduated seven Shockers all with that played, and we brought in five on scholarship, well, that's a whole team that walked out the door and a whole group of starters that walked in the door. And how are you going to make that work with your scholarship count? And there's a lot of factors that I think are going to really rub some coaches the wrong way that are in that position. I see us going, wow, it was just a year when we weren't really going to go after 21 very hard anyways, meaning the 2021 class. So this recruiting year was shut down in April, and we still can't go out and recruit. So I really feel for my buddies out there that are trying to find three and four players to complement their team next year when we just don't have that issue right now. So I'm just sitting back going, man, I'm glad it was this year and not 2017 or something like that. So I said a lot right there.
It sets us up for a lot of other things. One being, and as you just mentioned, you're not really too involved in the 2021 recruiting anyway, but right now it is strictly Zoom, FaceTime, whatever it may be. You can't visit them. You can't bring them in for visits. With what bit of recruiting you're doing along those lines, is it helpful to have established a reputation a little bit as opposed to, let's say, you just got here and you're starting a new program and you're trying to sell this program to people and you can't bring them in, you can't meet them face-to-face? Does the reputation and the history of success and your personality, frankly, one-on-one help a little bit?
You know me. That's interesting because I'll tell you, it was really hard recruiting while Michaela Routsep and Abby Lehman and Jody Larson and Emily Heber in Georgia. We were so good that recruits were like, well, when am I ever going to play? And, that's a factor too. And, I will tell you, for anybody that's sort of wondered, well, how did we get to here from there? Last year we won 9 games. Well, it's a great question. I can tell you how that happens. What I just said, trying to recruit and say, when am I going to play? And try to answer that question. Another piece to it is when you are when you're trying to bring them in and then you sort of out recruit what you have, then older players don't like when they get beat out, because unlike basketball, baseball, football, when you sort of get minutes, volleyball is a team sport, but you turn in a lineup. It's almost like an individual sport and you're either playing or you're not. And it doesn't take long for people to say, well, I'm not going to play. And then so then they don't want to be around when you get displaced by a younger person. And so when you bring in a class or two that's a little bit below sort of the standard, and then you get back to recruiting gals that are the standard and they beat out just even 1 year older, then those girls just want to play somewhere. A quick story, Abby Pugh, who we love and adore, she came to me in Austin one day and said, would you agree that I've worked really, really hard? And yeah, Abby, you absolutely have. I mean, every day. Well, would you agree that my best isn't good enough? Well, to be a starter, yeah. And, and it's a hard thing. Well, she goes, well, I get that. That's fair. I just want to go somewhere where I can play. Well, when that happens 3 or 4 times, because on one hand, hey, you should always be trying to out-recruit what you got. That's the job of recruiting. But when that displaces what you have, then it creates some dysfunction, and you're always turning over. So you go through that. There's a reason why in the Missouri Valley, everybody graduates a great team, and they start over and work their way back up. That's why I felt really, really good that, when Wichita State and Northern Iowa always stayed at the top when everybody else built up, had their great team, and then back to the middle of the pack, build their way up, have a great team, back to the pack, and you can see why that happens. I just described it. And then another critical thing for sort of the setback. Georgia had the 2 ACLs, and she was fantastic. But the fact that people never know this, that Jenna Mack never was cleared from a concussion she had in high school. Jenna Mack should be our libero right now, and quite frankly, I think she'd be top 3 in our conference. And for us having to sort of retool at the setting position, brought in Callie, she tore her ACL, brought in Michaela, she had the concussion. You're just constantly switching at the setting position. And then we never really had our libero. Georgia with the 2 ACLs, Jenna Mack never being cleared. So at the ball control position, 2 of them, you got 3 classic ball control positions, your setter, your libero, and then your best passing outside hitter. For us to have to always look at the other side of the net and go, wow, we've been bested at 2 out of the 3 just about every single night. Even last year, Mike, when we went out to Penn State, even Holy Cross, the worst team on our schedule, I think we outset them. We didn't out-libero them. And so from match to match to match, it wasn't until we were at Greenville, North Carolina, late in the year when I finally walked out of a gym and said, we were better at setter tonight, we were better at libero tonight. And you just don't get these quick fixes. It's like if a farmer planted the wrong crop, well, you can't fix it now, you got to wait till next year. You just don't flip at the center position and at the libero position. And unlike maybe basketball or football, you don't go to the junior colleges, you know, for parts. You just don't. You gotta recruit them, and you're recruiting sophomores and juniors, so they're not even going to show up for a couple of years. So, you know, that's why me saying that, it's giving our young players just a little bit more time to train and develop. Casey Litzau had a set for us last year as a true freshman. I wish that wasn't the case. I wish she would have been able to redshirt, and Cora would have been there, and Michaela would have. Let the young girls do it and just try to improve. You know, it's a tough spot to be in, but I'm just giving you the science for
at the Alley on our first Coach's Show of the year. Again, one show tonight. The Chiefs Monday night game is coming up at 7 o'clock, but we will have a second show this week. We're actually taping it tonight, and then you can hear it tomorrow from 6 to 7 on these same stations with Darren Boatwright and Brent Chemnitz, just giving you a general update on the state of Shocker Athletics. Coach, you were talking right before the break about the importance of the libero and the setter and so forth. And not only did you lose Georgia last year to the knee injury, but didn't know that she wasn't going to be able to play until a point when it was too late to recruit anyone else. There really wasn't anyone, at least with any experience, who had the specific abilities for that position to really be able to fill it even on a reasonable basis.
Right.
You go into a new year. She potentially had another year of eligibility but decided to transfer. But are you now at a point where you feel like you have the people in place? Lily Lickway got some experience late in the year last year where you at least have a chance to fill that position in a better way.
Yeah, and we're not finished yet. We're still looking at liberos. You know, on that note, You know, you don't anticipate an injury. You certainly don't anticipate a second season injury. I hope nobody has hard feelings towards Georgia. I certainly don't. When you go out and recruit people, you're sort of at the negotiating table, Mike. You make them an offer and they accept it. Georgia was the 3-year scholarship athlete for Wichita State. We actually ended up giving her 4 because we actually had one to offer her and we gave it to her. But I was not in a position to give her this next year. She knew it 2 years in advance. So when she was cleared to get when she got her waiver to have another year back. You know, it's up. Every one of these athletes now has the right. And if she was going to go pay to go to Wichita State, she could pay to go to Wisconsin and try to get to the Final Four. I mean, we understand all that. The reason we got Georgia in the first place is because we were a top 25 team. And, you know, I don't have hard feelings. I get how the business of this thing works. But, you know, everybody's like, well, what the heck happened? And, well, what happened is the business of college athletics. And we make these recruiting decisions and scholarship decisions 2, sometimes 3 years in advance. And what am I going to do? Take it from somebody else? That's just not the right way to do business. I'm going to tell you some people do. But we've always stuck to the deals we've made with our players for better or worse. And I'm happy to say that just because she was arguably our best player, we weren't going to send somebody down the road. And I have no hard feelings towards Georgia. But as far as your question about having the ability to have time to go out and recruit, remember what I said, you're recruiting sophomores and juniors. And if we were to have done that, you know, that person won't arrive. Well, we did get a commitment from a talented libero, but she won't arrive here for another year. And as I say that, I'm not done recruiting liberos. We're still going to keep an eye out for anybody we think that makes us better, and we're going to look at our scholarship situation, and if we think that somebody is worth what we have to offer, regardless of position, we'll make that decision. That could be the center position just as easy as it could be the libero position. It could be in the middle. I would tell you right now, I'm very comfortable with what we have on the pins, if I can say that out loud. I like the young talent on the pins. We're as deep at the pin player position right now as we've ever been. It doesn't mean we're as elite, you know, because what you're really asking for is 3. We'll have to wait and see how it goes. But the stable is full of pin players. But you know, we will keep an eye out for setters and liberos, and if the right girl shows up and we think we can make the program better, we'll do it. But it's still a work in progress.
You mentioned the setter position. Michaela Wench came in as a transfer last year from Nevada and gave you some experience at the position. And then, as you said, she had a concussion. Casey Litzau, who I know you felt was beyond the typical freshman coming in. Her mom was a volleyball coach at the college level, had a lot of experience. But still, it was a major adjustment for her at the Division I level. And so you had an injured veteran. You had a freshman being thrust into it, as you mentioned in passing earlier. And I would think that has to be a better situation now, just having gotten through last year.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, when I think of our tournament at Creighton, at Penn State, you know, Casey and Litzau being thrown into the fire like that, Casey Litzau and Lily Lickway, I mean, both of those two, I would have told you on paper, were scheduled to redshirt, and then right off the bat with injury and just deciding that maybe some older players just weren't the answer. And by the way, this takes me back 20 years when the Eagle was interviewing me when I first got here. There's just nothing worse than when you know the answer is you need better players. What that's saying is the players you have aren't good enough, and they're not going to make me say names out loud. But I've always wondered how coaches really get around that. Everybody's searching for talent. Everybody's trying to get better, and you get better as soon as you can. That's what you're up against in this business, and it's tough. And, you know, when players in the program are being bested by young players, or at least they're trying harder or showing improvement, and you got to make a decision as a coach, you know, what's it going to be? Heck, I'm a San Francisco 49er fan. We benched our long snapper yesterday, you know, and sent a tackle in to snap because the guy couldn't put it on the money, and I was chuckling because I'm saying, yeah, this dog-eat-dog world we've all signed up for, and, you know, performance matters. Production matters, and it's a tough business. And last year we felt that, you know, we're going to let Casey Litzau go out there and live and die with inexperience. We know she didn't come in. She was always a setter slash hitter, but that's a little bit different. You're wired a little different. She's the right athlete at the position and absolutely the right person at the position. But, you know, throwing her in there against Creighton and Penn State, you remember our schedule, toughest schedule we've ever had. It was just that schedule just came a year later. So, but, you know, you take what you can get, I'll tell you that, and we did. But, you know, so that's why we decided let's just go with the youth movement last year. And, you know, you're going to take some lumps. The schedule by itself was going to give us some lumps. But no doubt we're better at the setter position now than we were at the same time last year. And I'd like to tell you the libero position is definitely more settled into. It still needs to get better. We're not at our standard. And don't be surprised if Cena doesn't show up there, if a couple pin players can consistently beat her out as an outside hitter, which hasn't been proven yet. But Cena will stabilize some ball control and some defense for us and some competitive spirit, which I want on the floor, and Cena certainly brings that. So, you know, we're still a work in progress. Part of why I said earlier that this little delay, this little pause button we hit, actually good for us because it's given us a chance to battle through some things, and we're doing that.
You know, you mentioned recruiting liberos, and if I'm not mistaken, a few years ago, not all that long ago, your recruiting philosophy about liberos was finding a good athlete, a really good athlete, maybe a small hitter in high school or a small setter who is a really good athlete, and converting them to that position. And, of course, bringing them in behind a veteran and having some time to do that. But I've gathered that more and more you found it important to go ahead and go out and spend some scholarship dollars on liberos.
Well, we scholarshiped Karen Augsburger when the rule went into play. We scholarshiped Jackie Church. We scholarshiped Sarah Waldorf. We've had two liberos on scholarship at the same time one year with Waldorf and Church. Danny Mostrom came in here as a walk-on setter and became one of the best passers we've ever had. So you are juggling that. How much of an investment do you want to make? What's the right year to make that investment? Mike, that's a great question. Let me tell you a bit this about the libero position. This is one of my analogies. I think the defensive part and the hungry, you know, the competitive spirit to go get digs, I think you can find that when you're recruiting in club volleyball, high school volleyball, because they're either moving or they're not. They're either trying really hard on every play, living and dying, going for it, or they're not. But the passing piece, that's the thing that is sort of unknown recruiting a libero out of high school and club. The serving in college is so much better. So here's my analogy. You're a baseball guy. Let's say Mike Kennedy and Chris Lamb go to the same high school, and we're both hitters. And for whatever reason, Mike, I'm a better hitter than you in high school, for whatever reason. And then we both decide to go to Wichita State and play baseball. And all of a sudden in baseball, Mike's a better hitter than me. And you say, well, what's changed? Well, maybe what's changed is the velocity. Maybe for whatever reason, I couldn't handle the velocity of college pitching, but you could. And just like that, it flipped. Now, you know, now you're the 320 hitter and I'm the 270 hitter, or vice versa, or however you want to say it. Well, that's what I think about serving in college. All of a sudden, these young ladies are going to be faced with a flat, deep serve, and you just don't know what you're going to get recruiting out of club.
All right, we will continue our discussion of Shocker Volleyball heading into the 20/21 season as we continue with Chris Lamb from AJ Sports Grill at the L.
AJ Sports Grill at the Alley, 13th and Greenwich Road in Wichita, is your home for all Shocker Coaches shows. Join Shocker fans every Monday night for the weekly Coaches shows and Burger Night at AJ's. Two giant screen TVs to watch games, daily drink specials, and don't forget about our Thursday special. Buy one, get one free pizzas, excluding the Superdome and dine-in only. When you're here, be sure to check out the bowling alley, indoor go-karts, and more. AJ Sports Grill, home of the Superdome 29-inch pizza. Two locations in Wichita and also in Hutchinson and Salina.
When two teams compete on the court, there can only be one winner. But in business and life, Koch Industries believes that win-win outcomes are the key to long-term success. That's why Koch creates innovations to meet everyday needs like cleaner water, renewable fuels, advanced medical devices, safer vehicles, and energy-efficient building materials. See the inspiring stories for yourself at kochindustries.com.
Lubers, located in Cheney, Kansas, is the largest Chevy and Ford dealer in Kansas. At Lubers in Cheney, you'll find over 700 vehicles to choose from. And Lubers is a 30-year member of the Shocker Wheels Club. Plus, many family members and employees are Wichita State University graduates. And even more still, are fans of WSU Athletics. So take the short drive to Lubers in Cheney, Kansas. You'll be glad you did. Lubers, proud supporter of Shocker Athletics.
Your home for spring sports in the fall.
Gets up a quick shot at the buzzer. Stick it. It's good.
And fall sports in the fall.
And throws. End zone. Touchdown.
Sports Radio KFH 1240 AM 97.5 FM. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You're listening to the Chris Lamb Show with Mike Kennedy live at AJ's Sports Bar and Grill at the Alley on the corner of 13th and Greenwich Road.
Welcome back to our discussion with Shocker Volleyball Coach Chris Lamb. And I might mention, we're going to be doing these talk shows on Monday nights from AJ's. And AJ's is open for dining in. They do have tables and so forth spaced out properly for good separation. So if you're inclined to come out, come on out and join us. And wear your mask, come in and so forth. But you can come out, kind of distance yourself safely and listen to the program if you'd like to do that. And again, we'll be back here next Monday with Eric Wedge and Christy Breadbenner. Have a show planned the Monday beyond that. So come on out and join us if you feel comfortable doing that. And certainly they'll make every effort here to make sure it's a safe situation. Speaking of which, generally speaking, the sport of volleyball, you're on opposite sides of the net from your opponent, whether it's in practice or in a match. But of course, there is, you know, competition at the net where you're pretty close. So what are the protocols? Are you playing in masks and so forth? How are you going about handling all of that?
Well, so far we have the Big 12 to thank for being the one league to go for it, and I'm proud of them, and I'm rooting for my brothers and sisters over there to have a great year and keep everybody safe and on the court. And I really hope, I hate to say it like this, to prove us all wrong. Can I say it like that? Is
sure.
that fair?
Sure.
They're going for it. They played this last weekend. I haven't heard of any fireworks that gone off. They all played They played two matches against the same team, a day apart. Of course, they've got their testing. Here's what I can tell you about our conference. We will have three tests the week of a match, which will be every week once we start playing. You know, regular PCR test, a PCR test, then an antigen test. That I don't know what that entails because I haven't had that one yet. And then if everything checks out, you know, you're cleared to be on the court. And then, you know, you go back into your bubble, you travel in your bubble, you go to your hotel in your bubble, then you come back the next day and, you know, you play again, then you go get tested, and hopefully nobody on either team has tested positive. And if so, you know, everybody's cleared to play the following week. As far as I know, every Big 12 team is still good. I'm at the edge of my seat to hear if anything happened. But, you know, that's what we have. We have 132 practice days in the 20-hour segment a year. So we have added up all of our practices up to this point. We will shut down in a couple of weeks. Then that'll allow us to start practice again in about January 2nd. We think our first possible day for competition is January 22nd, which gives us 2.5-ish weeks before we start conference play, which is 10 more weeks. But anybody we would play in the non-con has to fall under the protocol of the exact same or more testing than what we do, which is what I named earlier, and their conference has to allow non-conference matches. So I believe that we will be able to get home and homes with Oklahoma, Kansas, and Kansas State. They all can get here. We can get to them. their season will be over, so they will love to have something to do. Can't say we can beat them, but we can get matches, and we can get home matches, which has always meant a lot to me. So I'm encouraged that with their 40-plus days of the 132 remaining that I believe that they'll have, I'm encouraged that, and K-State's already told me we're in, I'm encouraged that we'll be able to get that lined up in the first couple of weeks starting January 22nd to give us something to do, because I'm under the impression that the Missouri Valley will not test like that. And you have to play people you can get to back and forth on bus in a day. So if the Missouri Valley doesn't test like that, we can't play them. Is Oral Roberts going to test like that? I'm not too confident they will. Can't play them. UMKC, can't play them. Creighton, maybe, but Creighton has, their conference hasn't even said that they're going to play yet, as far as I know. And then Omaha, I'm not so sure they'll be at the same level of testing protocol. Nebraska has been, they're in the Big Ten, they can't even play non-conference teams. So they're capable of anything they want from a testing standpoint, but if they won't allow non-conference opponents, we can't play them. So, you know, I'm running out of teams to play because we're so remote out here. Colorado State, I don't know yet. Colorado, I don't know yet. So I'm sort of trying to figure out who I can play. But if I have 2.5, 3 weeks and I can get those three Big 12 teams, and I think they would like it because, like I said, they're not really doing anything, you know, that'd be great, wouldn't it? I mean, like I said, I don't know how many wins we'd pull out of that, but I really like looking at better teams on the other side of the net. You know how I feel about that.
One other thing, and that is if you do get back to something approximating normal by the fall of 2021, what would be normally your next season, you had some great things set up for this year. Your home tournament had a couple of great teams coming in. And have you been in contact with them in terms of, are they willing to go ahead and honor those commitments when you can get back to a more normal schedule?
Well, so at Wyoming, you had Creighton, Iowa State, and Wichita State. We've all told the Wyoming coach, hey, we're next year, we can put this thing together. Let's put it together. That had Creighton returning. That had Wyoming returning. Cal Poly has already said, yeah, because they were the first ones that we had on our schedule to pull out. They know they owe us a return. They'll come back. North Texas, same thing. I told Stephen F. Austin we'd come there. She said they'd come back. So by the way, on that one, we still could have gone to Stephen F. Austin a few weeks ago, but there was just too many unknowns. So we opted out because they said, look, if you can't promise you're coming, please take us out of the contract so we could play, I forget who it was, Alabama State maybe. If we would have been down there, that game actually was on ESPN. They had nothing else to program, so they stuck that one on there, and that would have been the Shockers. But I feel pretty good that we will be able to build a schedule. What I can't tell you is what the parameters are going to be. How much travel are they going to really give you? And here's a really important thing, and I don't know if I'm speaking out of turn here, Mike, but, you know, we have to have a basketball season. That funds our athletic department. Let's not make any mistake here. Well, if we have basketball season but they can only put 4,000 people in the stands instead of 10, 5, or 11, that's going to cut into revenue. And I'm not going to be the one complaining if they got to look at the rest of us and say, hey, we got to back off on travel, because that non-conference travel is the least bang for the buck, really. It would really make a lot of sense if all the athletic departments are really hurting, like I'm sure they are, if everybody kept, you know, non-conference competition close to home. And there's good news, bad news there for us. The bad news is not a lot of winning. The good news is we got some great teams down the street. You know, OU's back, K-State's back, Kansas just beat Baylor, and I had Baylor in the Final Four. Of course, you got the Huskers up the street, and they've told me the Shockers are always welcome. So, you know, I love that part about it, and I think I can get us, you know, up against some great competition if that's sort of the way it goes down. And I suspect there's going to be some heavy influence that, you know, these teams stop flying all over America to play, and it makes a lot of sense to me.
All right, we are talking Shocker Volleyball with head coach Chris Lamb on this Monday night from AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley, and we will return in a moment.
Wake up, comb your hair, grab your keys, go to work, clock in, clock out, sit in traffic, get home, TV on, grab a beer, roll a joint, take a sip.
take a hit, relax. Hungry? Barbecue sounds good. Delivery? Nah, not good to drive. Get in the car, get on the road, run the red. Never saw the other car.
DUIs, jail time, death. These can and will happen if you drive impaired. Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Transportation and your Kansas law enforcement community.
It's time again to go inside the numbers with BKD CPAs and Advisors. Your team pushes hard to get the job done, but a little boost never hurts when challenges get steep. Our dependable, trusted advisors can help you serve up financial success and attack obstacles so you ace your strategic goals. Everyone needs a trusted advisor. Who's yours? Go to BKD.com and go Shocks!
When you're ready to retire, do it with a dental plan that gives you the smile power to make your golden years sparkle. When you're 10 minutes late for the breakfast menu and the server isn't a morning person. When your highfalutin son-in-law has grilling suggestions that are all hot air. You need an affordable and high-quality dental insurance plan to protect your healthy smile so you can unleash your smile power. Unleash your smile power with Delta Dental of Kansas.
Your home for spring sports in the fall.
Gets up a quick shot at the buzzer. Stick it. It's good.
And fall sports in the fall.
And throws. End zone. Touchdown.
Sports Radio KFH 1240 AM 97.5 FM.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You're listening to the Chris Lamb Show with Mike Kennedy live at AJ's Sports Bar and Grill at the Alley on the corner of 13th and Greenwich Road.
Welcome back. It's fun to be doing this sort of thing again.
I did
the Wichita Open over the weekend, my first event in like 7 months, so it's fun to get back talking Shocker sports. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, you have had one public inter-squad scrimmage already. You have one scheduled for this Thursday, the 2nd at 6 o'clock, and one on the 16th. And obviously you can scrimmage in practice, but what's the value of the public inter-squads in terms of maybe just getting your players into more of a true game-like situation?
Well, I think as a coach, you'd like to think that just every day that when you lace them up for practice, you just get everything. But I think we also know there's a human factor, and there's something about the fans, and there's something about the lights and the referee and putting the jerseys on and a scoreboard and no other stoppages for things coaches want to walk in and talk about. And there's something to be said for novel concepts in training anyways. Well, when playing itself is novel because all you've done is double days and regular practice for so long, heck, just doing something different sort of, you know, rejuvenates and gets the energy going again. So, you know, it was a lot of fun, and we sort of sabotaged our team. We sort of put some things in there that weren't going to make it really that easy, but we wanted to see some stuff. So I feel like that was a coaching decision, and we tried to balance out the squads a little bit. So it was great, and I'm really looking forward to next Thursday night and getting a chance to, you know, do it all over again. The injury bug kind of hit us this week and again today, so I'm hopeful that we can get some bodies back. Otherwise, the middle blocking position is going to be a little thin, and we started with six, so hard to imagine that by the time practice is over today, we were looking at three, but we think we can get two of those three back, and hopefully we can. But the scrimmages are fantastic. I mean, it was just a lot of fun, and it just got everybody feeling good again and you know, getting to see some stuff. And, you know, I got some good feedback from fans, and we're excited we get to do a couple more of them.
You know, and I was going to say, I've gotten a feel from you as coaches that you feel like this is a very competitive squad in practice, that there's a lot of parity, and so there is a lot of good competition. And that's a good situation when you can't play somebody else, you still get better. And I know there have been times when you've had really good teams where you felt like there were times that your practices and your scrimmages did you more good than maybe playing somebody non-con that just wasn't very good and didn't really challenge you very much.
Well, right. And, you know, but what I'll to just put a spin on that the other way, but I agree with you, Mike, is what we need to see more of, though, is – I'd like to see some people just run away with the spot. 3 days, she's the best over there. Then for 4 days, she's the best over there. And for 2 days, she's the best over there. And it will be great when we can identify a few things where you're going, yeah, okay, we know who this is. We know who that is. I would like to see somebody consistently, you know, dominate. And then I could say there's some, a little bit more of that going on if I told you exactly how I wanted to play, style I wanted to play, system I wanted to play. Because in those things, I can kind of point a finger to some people. But none of those things have jumped out at me and said, yeah, you need to be in a passing right 6-2, a passing left 6-2, a 5-1 with bigs, a 5-1 with littles. I mean, I can go on with how we can arrange a team. I currently don't know which one of those is even best for us, so hard to tell you what personnel. But, you know, it's going to come down to some consistency. When I show you our – I always do yesterday's numbers, 3-day numbers, and 8-day numbers. So I always keep these 1-3 and 8-day numbers sort of in my head. When I show you what that looked like 3 weeks ago, when I showed you what it looked like last week, you would have had a completely different starting lineup. And it was some of the usual suspects. You're like, well, she's starting, right? Well, she was 3 weeks ago, and she's not now. And it's interesting. Kind of nice to have the depth in a gym, but I'm not going to lie. It would not bother me one bit if, you know, a setter would say, no, I'm the setter, or two, or this three outside hitters or three pin players would say, no, look no further. It's us three and no one else. If we could run away with that from a consistency standpoint, you know, coaches, I think, would feel, you know, pretty good about it. But we're still battling, and I can't tell you we're there yet.
We will come back to close out our first discussion of the year with Chris Lamb from AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley right after this.
When two teams compete on the court, there can only be one winner. But in business and life, Koch Industries believes that win-win outcomes are the key to long-term success. That's why Koch creates innovations to meet everyday needs like cleaner water, renewable fuels, advanced medical devices, safer vehicles, and energy-efficient building materials. See the inspiring stories for yourself at kochindustries.com.
When you and Mushok have a date on the hardwood, make sure you're never late because of car trouble. Avoid that highway walk of shame by working with your nearest Kansas Land Tire store. As the name implies, always great value on tires, but also a service department that can handle anything from scheduled maintenance to brakes to exhaust and cooling systems. Wichita State basketball, Kansas Land Tire, and a well-tuned vehicle. The trifecta of a great winter. Find your nearest Kansas Land Tire store by going online at kansaslandtire.com.
Your home for spring sports in the fall.
Gets up a quick shot at the buzzer. Stick it. It's good.
And fall sports in the fall.
And throws. End zone. Touchdown.
Sports Radio KFH 1240 AM 97.5 FM.
Your home for spring sports in the fall.
Gets up a quick shot at the buzzer. Stick it. It's good.
And fall sports in the fall.
And throws. End zone. Touchdown.
Sports Radio KFH 1240 AM 97.5 FM.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You're listening to The Chris Lamb Show with Mike Kennedy live at AJ's Sports Bar and Grill at the Alley on the corner of 13th and Greenwich Road.
Welcome back to our discussion with Chris Lamb. Just a couple of quick programming notes coming up next. It's Monday Night Football. The Chiefs are on. We will have another of these shows for you tomorrow night with Athletic Director Darren Boatwright and Assistant AD Brent Chemnitz talking about Shocker Athletics from 6 to 7 on these same signals. And then next Monday, we'll be back here at AJ's with Eric Wedge and Christy Breadbinner, Wichita State's baseball and softball coaches, to talk about their teams as they are in their fall workouts, just getting you back acquainted with Shocker Athletics in this very unusual season. And to that end, it was interesting. You were just talking about not really knowing quite yet what this team is all about, what's going to be the best way to play with this group. And you have always, it's been one of the hallmarks of your coaching career, your ability to adjust within a season, within a match, figure out the best situation. Well, this situation we're in has tested everyone's flexibility and ability to adjust more than anything any of us have ever seen. And I just know that you will handle that, whatever you can figure out for a schedule, whatever you can figure out as far as how this team needs to play. You're a guy that looks at it and accepts the challenge as opposed to grumbling about being faced with all of those challenges.
Well, I tell people all the time when that conversation comes up, 2018, in my mind, was one of my best coaching jobs. And we made that NIT tournament. We had I don't remember what our record was, but our RPI got us in. And that was a group of girls that I don't know how much they liked each other. It was a tough season for all of us. I mean, I don't know how much fun anybody was having. Georgia and Tabitha were just at each other. It was brutal. And I'm like, we found a way to win more games in the second half. We found a way to beat conference teams late. Got ourselves into that tournament, advanced in that tournament. I thank you for saying that, Mike, because I think about that from time to time. You know, there's a couple shockers. There's a couple young shockers that I think can be Shocker Hall of Famers. I Mount Rushmore type. I think Sophia Rowling can be fantastic. And now perhaps another year with her with this ruling. I love what she's about. She just wants to get better. She's got next level talent. Morgan Weber is a walk in the door six rotation kid. She plays so hard. You know, she had 22 digs as an outside hitter in that match, that scrimmage we had. Our libero, Lily, had, I think, 27. We could use an outside hitter to throw her body around and get – that's Emily Stockman-like. That's great. Morgan Stout, local girl. She's as talented at the middle position, arguably as much as anybody we've had, not named Abby Lehman. And yet she walks in the door – better than Abby at the same age, more ready to do this. So there's just some young people there that I think can be great. Then these, you know, two of the freshman setters, long and fast, like Emily Hebert. I said it, like Emily Hebert. They kind of have that body at the position, that talent. If they figure it out like Emily did, you know, I fully expect Emily to be in the Shocker Hall of Fame. And these girls remind me a lot like her, you know, walking in the door. So there's some, and I hate that I'm leaving some people out, but I'm naming a couple girls that I think could be some of the Shocker greats. And that's always fun to talk about. And these are young players in the program, and they have everything they need, you know, to be there. And just some hard work and some passion, like the people that are in the Hall of Fame had, you know, these girls can get there. So I'm excited about that.
Well, this has been fun. I'm anticipating we'll talk like this again somewhere in the foreseeable future. But for volleyball fans, the NCAA actually announced today that probably January 22nd will be the start date for most people. The schedule still to be worked out. The NCAA tournament will start around the 4th of April. So that's starting to get in place, and the Shockers will start practicing right after the 1st of January. But Lambeau, always great to see you. Maybe we can do this again soon.
Well, I hope it's on the calendar. By the way, if anybody out there is from farther from me right now than Idaho, give me a call. My brother Jarrett's out there, the Pearl, showing me some love, listening in. Thank you so much, my guy. But I'd like to know how far out where this is reaching, Mike.
Okay. That is it. Our first Chris Lamb show of the year. We don't know when the next one will be, but again, we'll have a show with Darren Boatwright and Brent Chemnitz tomorrow on these same stations from 6 to 7. We'll be back here at AJ's next Monday with Eric Wedge and Christy Breadbetter. But for now, thanks to Dan O'Neill, and we will be back with you soon talking more Shocker sports.
This has been the Wichita State Shocker Volleyball Coaches Show with head coach Chris Lamb and Mike Kennedy, live from AJ Sports Bar and Grill at the Alley on the corner.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.